आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं
शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं
सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So the seeker who has experienced the truth is expressing or sharing his experience with all of us. He has woken up from the dream. Which dream? Dream number one. What is this dream number one? Jagratavastha. He has come out from the Jagratavastha. Now what he is seeing? The sansar, the world which was giving him sorrow, and earlier he expressed as a davanal, as a forest fire. Now he is saying mahat adbhutam. That whole world is no more there. It has folded back. Like we experience, we have to learn this by our dream example. In dream number two, folds back when we come to the Jagrat Avastha. Similarly, the Jagrat Avastha, which is dream number one, it folds back when I come to God consciousness state. So this whole world has folded back. Now his vision has changed. He's at different level. Idea changed. Earlier he used to think that I am karta, bhokta, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. Now he is saying Narayano aham. I am Narayan. See? Now he is saying I am Narayan. Narkantako aham. I am. Gurudev has said that this narak is ego. So that ego, that narak, that hell is gone. Ego is gone. Once you realize there is no more ego. So that narak is ended. And otherwise also, narkanta. Is it Lord Krishna? I am Lord Krishna. Then, purantako aham, Tripura, Lord Shiva, I am the Shiva. Gurudev says this Tripura is Jagrat, Sapna and Susupti Avastha. These are Tripura, three states. He has gone beyond all these three, say, Pursoham Isa, and I am the Supreme Lord. I am Supreme Lord. Akhanda Bodho Aham Ases Sachi, I am pure knowledge. And I am the Ases Sachi, a witness of everything. Nirishwaroham, there is no Ishwar, there is no my Ishwar. I am supreme. Nobody is ruler above me. No Lord for me. I am supreme. Niraham, aham, ego. I am without ego. Nirmama, there is no I-ness, no minus. No I-ness and no minus. Now, this experience of the Shishya or a seeker can be divided into three parts. One is Sarvatma Bhav, which we have seen in verse number 495 and 496, etc. Second is Asangata. This is continuing 498 to 512. And then the Advaita Anubhav, experience of the non-dual truth, will be coming in 513 to 520. So, 496 now.
Sarveshu bhuteshu ahameva samsthitah.
Sarveshu bhuteshu ahameva samsthitah.
Jnanatmanantar bahirasrayasan.
Jnanatmanantar
bahirasrayasan. Bhoktacha bhogyam swayameva sarvam.
Bhoktacha bhogyam swayameva sarvam.
Yadyat prithak drishtam idantaya pura.
Yadyat prithak drishtam idantaya pura.
Sarveshu bhuteshu ahameva samsthitah. Jnanatmanantar vahirashrayasan. Bhoktacha bhogyam swayameva sarvam. Yadyat prithak drishtam idam tayapura.
Aham eva sarvesu bhutesu sansitah. Aham, I alone. Sarvesu bhutesu, in all beings. Sansitah, I am residing in all beings. I only reside in all beings. That we know. Bhagavan is there, the Atman or the Brahman is there in each and every being, whether it is living, sentient, or inert. Inert. In Kathopanishad it is said, ekasthaya sarva bhutantar atma rupam rupam pratiropa bahivsa. Antaratma, antaratma the inner self. Where is this sarva bhuta? Kathopanishad is also saying same thing. That Atman is in all being. And how many Atmans are there? Ekastatha, there is only one. Ekastatha. Then rupam rupam pratirupa. This self, it takes a different form according to the upadhi of each being. It takes that form. In ant also it is there. And in the elephant also it is there. Everywhere it is there. And bahishya, it is not that only in the beings it is there. Bahar bhi hai, outside that also is there. In Gita we find, aham atma guda kesa sarva bhutasya sthitah. Same thing. Whatever Shankaracharya ji is saying, aham eva sarvesu bhutesu sansthitah. Kathopanishad says same thing. Gita also says same thing. So these are not mere words for the realization. They are fact. It is not half truth. It's not myth. Half knowledge is dangerous, you know. This is his own experience. He is sharing his own experience. I am that. I am present in all being. How? Jnanatmana anta bahi asrayasan. Jnanatmana, my abidance as knowledge, as the chit part. Jnanatmana, chit part. Anta bahi, inside. Bahi, outside. Asrayasan, remaining as the support. I am there inside, outside, in all forms, as chit part, as knowledge, as consciousness. I am ashraya, support of all inner and outer things. Support? Support, I am the existence part also, ashraya. Not I am supported by five great elements. I support them. It requires courage to say that I am support of the whole world. That is what Seeker is saying now. How do I understand? In dream state, my own mind becomes the dreamer, dream world, and the all dream experience. It is on my mind. When I come out from this Jagrat Avastha, from dream number one to God consciousness state, that God consciousness state has become this Jagrat world and its experience and the waker. When from dream number two we come to dream number one, that means from the Swapna Avastha we come to the Jagrat Avastha, then we come to know that the dream world was created by my own mind. My mind became dreamer. My mind created the whole dream world. My mind was experiencing. So we have to learn from dream how it happens. Don't remain in dream. Jagrat Avastha is also dream. Don't remain in this dream. Bhokta cha bhogyam swayam eva sarvam. Bhokta, experience. Bhogyam, the experience. Swayam, I myself. Eva, indeed, sarvam. I am enjoyer and enjoyed both. Earlier I was enjoyer and bhogya vastu were outside different from me. This is what we understand now, is it not so? I am experience and the bhogya vastu, the object enjoyed is outside me. But after realization he will say bhokta and bhogya both are me only. Bhokta and bhogya both are me. Yat yat prithak drishtam idantaya pura, yat yat what all. Prithak, separate, drishtam was perceived by me, idantaya, this, pura, previously in the Jagrat Avastha, whatever I was experienced as this, idam, now all that has become me only. So before I had the understanding that they all are separate from me, separation was there, now from the highest standpoint, there is no difference. The superimposed is not different from the substratum. The superimposed is not different from the substratum. What is the substratum of this whole world? Brahman. What is superimposed? The Jagat is superimposed. So here it is said, the Bhogya Vastu, the whole world is a Bhogya Vastu. The Bhogya Vastu is also me. That means the superimposition is not different from the substratum. From the standpoint of a jnani, this verse is not at all practical. A jnani will not understand how you are saying objects of the world are also me only. They are separate from me. This is what is our understanding. Gurudev says, I alone revel in all creatures as their knowledge, as the chit part. When a scientist discovers what is in outer space and a bird understands what is edible, in both cases, the understanding principle is I alone, the chit part, the discriminative intellect in the scientist and that in the bird could not have functioned without me. I am the light in which all subjects know their object. The subject and object, the enjoyer and the enjoyed, are all nothing but me. That everything is me. On waking, one realizes that the mind itself had become the dreamer and the dream world. So too, all that was declared as this before awakening to one's selfhood is now realized as one's own self. Indrigdesha Vivek, we have seen. All things have got five things. This thought we have heard many times. अस्ति भांति प्रिय नाम रूप, अज्ञानी सी इज नाम रूप, ही इज नॉट एबल टू सी अस्ति भांति प्रिय. अस्ति भांति प्रिय मीन्स सच्चिदानंद. When realization happens, what happens? Vision has changed. The change is that the jnani sees asti bhati priya and naam rup is secondary. Now tell me, where will you not find asti bhati priya, be it inert or sentient? In each chair, table, everywhere you will find asti bhati priya and naam rup. Therefore, jnani sees asti bhati priya everywhere, everywhere. Naam rup is secondary, but for a jnani, naam rup is primary. We see only naam rup. Like a goldsmith in a gold ornament shop, in a jewelry shop, he will see only gold, 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 gold. But we a jnani, when we go to the jewelry shop, we say, this is necklace, this is bangle, this is a ring, this is earring. Because goldsmith's vision is different. He sees gold. We are ready to pay high price for the naam roop. If something is very attractive, decorative, this is beautiful, I'm ready to give much more. But you ask a goldsmith who is seeing the gold only, he will wait. He will see the weight. And then we say, I will give you this much. Next.
Maya khanda sukham bodhau.
Maya khanda sukham bodhau.
Bahudha vishwa vichaya.
Bahudha vishwa vichaya.
Utpadyante viliyante.
Utpadyante viliyante.
Maya maruta vibhramat.
Maya maruta vibhramat.
Maya khanda sukham bodhau. Bahudha vishwa vichaya. Utpadyante viliyante. Maya maruta vibhramat.
This realized seeker is saying, mai, in me. In me. What is this me? Akhanda sukha ambodhau. Unbroken ocean of bliss. Ocean of bliss. Bahudha viśva vichaya. Bahudha means innumerable. Viśva vichaya, waves of the universe. So all 14 lokas or Ananta Koti Brahmanda are like waves of many forms in that ocean. In the ocean of bliss. So what is this ocean? Sukha ambodhau. Akhanda, unbroken, homogeneous, bliss. So that consciousness is the ocean of bliss. The chit, Satchidananda, this is ocean of bliss. Where is this ocean? Mai, in me. It is me. I am ocean. I am ocean. This me means the consciousness. Who am I? I am not this upadhi, this gross body, subtle body and causal body. Who am I? I am that Atman. What is this Atman? This Atman is the chit. What is this chit? This is ocean of bliss. Okay. And in this bliss or in this consciousness, worlds are appearing as waves rising and falling. Worlds are coming, rising and falling. Why so many waves? Maya marut. Maya marut. Waves are because of the wind. We see waves and not one water. And it is the wind which makes lots of waves. Only day before yesterday, there was a lot of wind here, lot of breeze, 40 miles. And they were saying in the lake, so there were high, waves are high. See? So who is creating? Wind is creating. What is it? Maya. Maya is creating all this thing. Utpadyante viliyante maya marut vibramat. So worlds are created and destroyed. And the cause is maya. Cause is maya. In Dirghadisya Vivek we have seen, sakti dvayam hi mayaya vichhepa avrita rupakam vichhepa sakti lingadi brahmandam mantam srijet jagat. Sakti dvayam, maya has got the two sakti. One is the avaran sakti. It veils. It veils. Veils what? Truth. So So Maya has veiled the truth in me, and Maya has veiled a substratum outside in the world. So we are not able to see the substratum of the world, which is Sachidanand. What we are seeing? We are seeing the Namrup. Who created this Namrup? Vichep Shakti. Projecting power has created all this thing. So first, veiling power, Avaran Shakti covers. It has covered the truth inside us also. And then projected. Projected. Dehoham. You are this body. You are not Atman. Who created this? Maya created this thing. This is the play of Maya. Vibhramat. Because of the ignorance. Agyan is there. I am not seeing truth. In the example of the ocean, we see only waves. We are not able to see the water. Although all waves are water only. We say high wave, low wave, this wave, that wave, we say, but we are not able to see one water. In this hall, I am able to see lot of chairs, tables, light, fan, and this and that, but I am not able to see the general thing. General light, I am not able to see. Specifics, I am able to see. Vishesh, I am able to see, but the general, which illumines the whole shrine, the light, I am not able to see the light. We miss the light. Gurudev says, that truth am I. The truth is there somewhere different from me? No. I am that truth. The waves rise in the ocean because of the breeze, the wind, and the storm. Maya, the non-apprehension of the reality, is the cause because of which the waves, misapprehension, rise, exist, subside in me, who am the ocean of bliss. So that truth is me. It seems exaggeration. In me, Anantakoti Brahman rise and fall. Don't say, how is that possible in me? Meri chhati to only 42 inches hai. How can there be Anantakoti Brahman in me? But fact is this only. Now comes the topic 2, Asangata, from 498 to 512.
Sthuladi bhava mai kalpita bhramat.
Sthuladi bhava mai kalpita bhramat.
Aropitano spuranena lokaihi.
Aropitanu spuranena lokaihi.
Kale yatha kalpakavat sarayan.
Kale yatha kalpakavat sarayan.
Ritva dayo nishkalanir vikalpe.
Ritva dayo nishkalanir vikalpe.
Stuladi bhava mai kalpita bhramat. Aropitanu spuranena lokaihi. Kali yatha kalpakavat sarayan. Ritva dayo nishkalanir vikalpe.
Stul adi bhava mai kalpita bhramat. Aropit anuspuranena lokai. Stul gross. Adi. In adi you have to say subtle. Causal. Stul adi bhava. Bhava means the concepts. Stul adi bhava mai kalpita. Kalpita are conceived or in me. Brahmat through imagination. Brahmat is imagination. Maya is imagination. Aropit anspurena lokai by people. Lokai means by people. It is aropit because of manifestation of the superimposition. Because of ignorance, delusion. Because of the ignorance, we have superimposed. And who has created this super? My, I have created. Who created snake on the rope? I created. Not everybody is seeing snake on the rope. Some may see the snake rope itself. So, stool adi baba, concept of gross, subtle, etc., they are wrongly imagined in me. We say, I'm tall, I'm short, I'm fat, I'm lean, thin, this and that. We do that. But Atman is not gross nor subtle. In one shop, one tall person was there and one small boy was there in the same aisle. So the tall person said, oh child, do you need anything from the top shelf? They said, oh, you get me that thing. Then the child asked the tall person, do you need anything from the bottom shelf? Can I help you? So this tall and short, these are all concepts of the mind. Kalpita. They are all imagined by us. Aropit anuspurena. All manifestations are in the form of superimposition. On this body also we have superimposed many things. This body is beautiful, this body is sick, this body is old, this body is young. We have superimposed all these things. Shankaracharya is giving an example to explain this. What is the example? Yathakale kalpakaha, yathakale just as kale. Kale means in time. Kale, time. Kalpakaha, imagination of kalpa, vatsara, year, and Ayanani, Ayan, Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, Ritayaha, you have to correct here. In the fourth line, you will find Na is there. You have to replace it by Ri. Ritvadayo. Fourth line of 498. The first letter is Na there. You have to correct it. Make it Ri. So Ritayaha, Adyaha, Niskale, time is niskal, indivisible, nirvikalpa, is absolute. So time which is absolute and which is indivisible, we have superimposed. What we have superimposed? Kalpaka, kalpa, vatsar, varsa, anayani, uttarayan and dakshinayan, then ritus, seasons are there. We have done all these things. Not only that, we have put month, fortnight, week, day, night, hour, minute, second, all this we are superimposed on that absolute time. Is it not so? Time is absolute. But we have superimposed. And this time is different in different loka. Our Jagrat Avastha time is different. Not only different. In Chicago is one time, on New York is different time, San Francisco is different time, and in India is different time. All superimposed by us only. It's all different. And in the clock of the dream, 100 years you see in 1.5 minutes. The scientist says the whole dream is seen within 1.5 minutes, that's all. And you know the clock of Brahmaji. You know the clock of Swarga also, Indra, all different clocks. But the time is indivisible and absolute. But we have created all these divisions. In Bhagavad we have seen detailed list of time. I don't want to go in that, it will take the whole class. Similarly, on the space also we have superimposed north is southwest. If you see this earth from the another planet, where is the north, south, east, west? If you see moon from this planet, where is the north, south, east, west? Everything is determined from my position. From my position. You are all sitting in front of me. The screen is in front of me. The distance is measured from me. This book is on the right side. This mic is on the left side. But if I move this side, the mic becomes on the right side. Is it not so? So I am the locus for the north, east, south, west. If I am facing you, it is you are in front of me. Even the moment I turn, you are behind me. See? So the locus for all this is me only. So time has no division of Nath, Bindu, Kala and all that, and does not apprehend time or its differences. Same way, I am Deskal Vastu Aparichinna. What is this Atman? Deskal Vastu Aparichinna. On getting knowledge, all delusion of the superimposed ends. So Gurudev writes, time is indivisible and absolute, niskala and nirvikalpa. It is not possible to divide it into parts, yet for the comprehension of the human mind, units of time have been conceived, cycles, years, half year, seasons, months, fortnights, weeks, days, hours, minutes, seconds, are all imaginary projection in the absolute time. A minute is also a time, a month is also time, years are also time, all these distinctions are in time only. Similarly, in the undivided hush and quiescence of the mind, in that absolute reality, there is neither anything subtle nor gross. All these are but superimposition. In that Atman, there is no gross body, subtle body, and causal body. In these verses, Shankar pointedly tells us that for the man of realization, there is no sanchit, agami, and prarabdha. When I have no gross or subtle bodies, how can I have prarabdha? Prarabdha relates to body. Actions are done by body. When I don't have any body, gross body, subtle body, and causal body, with kya sanchit karma, prarabdha karma, and agami karma? There is no such thing.
Aropitam nashraya dushakam bhavet.
Aropitam nashraya dushakam bhavet.
Kadapi murai ati dosha dushitaihi.
Kadapi murai ati dosha dushitaihi.
Nadri karottu sarabhumi bhagam.
Nadri karoti
sarabhumi bhagam. Marichikavari mahapravaha.
Marichikavari mahapravaha.
Aropitam nashraya dushakam bhavet. Kadapi murai ati dosha dushitaihi. Nadri karottu sarabhumi bhagam. Barichikavari mahaprabaha.
Now we'll see Shankaracharya is explaining that the superimposition cannot contaminate substratum. This concept we have seen many times. Anything which is superimposed cannot contaminate the substratum. The snake, poisonous snake, which we are superimposing on the rope, cannot contaminate rope. And we have seen many times this gross body and subtle body, whatever is happening in the gross body and subtle body, the Atman is not affected. The same thing is being explained here. Aropitam, superimposition, na asra duskam bhavet kadapi. It can never contaminate. Dusakam, contaminate. Kadapi, never. Never it can contaminate. The gross body and the subtle body can never contaminate. If you want further explanation, you can talk to Premaji. By seeing red rose, our eyes can never become red. Same concept. Murai, ignorant people, atidosa dusatai, sullied by the supreme contamination, defect of the ignorance. Anything which is superimposed by ignorance on the substratum can't contaminate or pollute or affect asra. This we are sure. Atman is never contaminated. But ignorant thing, substratum is affected. Ajnani thing, main dukhi hu. Are main kaun hai? Who is this main? This I is not the Suddham. Suddham can never be contaminated. Now he gives an example, beautiful example. Na arti karoti. Arti karoti, wet. Na, no. What is not arti karoti? Usar bhumi bhagam marichikaya vari mahaprabha. Usar bhumi bhagam. There is a desert, barren land. And you are seeing what that marichika, a mirage. What is there? There is the water. Vari means the water. And mahaprabha, you are saying the ripple and wave and everything you are saying from distance. that you will see on a sunny day in the desert. You will find that the water is moving like this and this. So the great rush of water seen in Mirage can't wet even a particle of sand. Water can't touch the sand, even slightly. We see many waves there. We see many waves. This is superimposition. In Shastra, we find four types of superimpositions. Four types of superimposition. One example is Rajju Sarpa, rope and snake, you all know. Suktika Rajata, Suktika, cell. On that early morning when the sun rays falls on that, it looks like signs. When it signs, somebody thinks it is the silver shining, you know. Suktika Rajata. Usar Udaka. Usar Udaka means, Usar means the desert. Udaka means the water. Seeing water in the desert. And Gaganesumalani. Gaganesumalani. In the Gagan, in the sky, we see, oh, the sky is very dusty today, murky, this and that. But sky is not contaminated by all these things. Sarp, Rajat and Dudaka are all optical illusion. It is not there at all. All these superimpositions are all our kalpana, our imagination. Like if you go and see yourself in a concave or convex mirror, what happens? You are so fat, 300 pounds, you look only 50 pounds. Or if you are only 50 pounds, you look 500 pounds in the mirror. Is it not so? Murhai ati dosa dusitai. Ignorant don't know this thing. They think the self is contaminated, but no, it never happens. So one person came to one Mahatma and said, that lady, your devotee, that lady, the famous lady, your great devotee, she was telling something bad about you, you know. He said, which lady? That lady. Oh, but I don't know her. I don't know her. So this person went and told lady that Mahatma said he doesn't know you. And you are telling such a thing about this person. That lady came running to Mahatma. You don't know me? Well, no, I don't know. Do you know who I am? I am Satchidananda Brahma. And in Brahman, there is no gross body, no subtle body, and no causal body. I don't know you. You know my gross body, subtle body, and causal body. I don't know. In Brahman, there is no plurality. No plurality. I don't know. But Moodha, the ignorant lady, she says, no, I know you. The Mahatma standing on the platform of Brahman, he says, I don't know. I don't know. The causal, subtle and gross bodies are but the superimposition upon me. How then can their karmas ever affect me? I am immaculate. We all know when we become Brahman, then Sanchit karma gone. Sanchit karma gone. The desert land cannot get wet even by floods of water seen in the mirage. Because of non-apprehension, I misapprehended myself to be the body. Thereafter, whatever I did was followed by its result. The results were accrued according to the quality of my work. Karma anusara phala. Thus, prarabdha agami sanchit were conceived. Now that I have realized the substratum, the delusory projection have ended, and hence the karma phala will not affect at all. Kaha karma? There is no karma, no karma phala also. So same thought is continuing in the next verse. Some more examples.
Akasa balle pavidura goham.
Akasa balle pavidura goham.
Aditya vad bhasha vilakshanoham.
आदित्यवद्भाषविलक्षणोऽहम् आहार्यवन्नित्यविनिश्चलोऽहम् आहार्यवन्नित्यविनिश्चलोऽहम् अम्बोदिवत्पारविवर्जितोऽहम् अम्बोदिवत्पारविवर्जितोऽहम् आकाशवल्लेपविदूरगोऽहम् आदित्यवद्भाषविलक्षणोऽहम् आहार्यवन्नित्यविनिश्चलोऽहम् अम्बोदिवत्पारविवर्जितोऽहम्
Here Shankaracharya is giving four examples in one verse. One is Akash, space. Other is Aditya. Aditya is the sun. Third is Aharya. Aharya is the mountain. And fourth is Ambodhi. Ambodhi is the ocean. So four examples he is giving us. He is trying to show us that truth by different examples. And then each example has got its own qualities. And he is trying to explain the quality of that Brahman. Akashvat lepa vidurga aham. Akashvat, like space, aham vidurga lepa. I am far beyond contamination. Like Akashvat. In Akash, in the space, we find lot of things, but Akash is not never contaminated, never. Adityavat bhasya vilakshana aham. Adityavat, like the sun. Bhasya, anything. Vilakshana, distinct and different. Aham, I, like the sun, I am distinct from the things illumined. I am different from the things illumined. Sun is not affected by our good karma or bad karma. Both are illumined. If somebody is killing somebody outside, that is also illumined. And if I am doing a yajna outside, that also is being illumined. Is the sun affected by that? No. Not affected by that. Akash is not affected by any contamination. Same the Aditya. Sun is not contaminated by anything which is illumined. Similarly, all our thoughts are illumined by consciousness. Consciousness is not affected by the quality and the quantity of thoughts we are entertaining. In Kathopanishad, the same example comes. Suryo yatha sarvalokasya chakshu na lipyate chakshusai bahya dosai ekastata sarvabhutantaratma na lipyate lukkadukena bahya. Just as the sun, the eye of the whole world, is not contaminated by the defects of the external eye, so being the innermost essence in all beings, Atma is not contaminated by external sorrows of the world. Then the third example, Aharyavat Nitya Vinischalam, like mountain, Nitya always Vinischalam, fully motionless. Have you seen mountain moving? No. Not moving. Akhandanand Maharaj used to say, thasa thas bhara hua hai. Cannot move. Everywhere it is full. Ambodivat para vivarjita aham. Ambodivat, like the ocean, par vivarjita, limitless. Par, the bank. Vivarjita, I can't see the other end of the ocean. So four examples are given in this verse, but their characteristics are different. Characteristics are different means the space, it shows the Atma is untouched. Untouched, Atma is untouched, as the space is untouched by all the contaminations. The sun, Atma is Sakshi. Like sun is Sakshi of all the happenings in the world, same way Atma is also Sakshi, and Sakshi is not contaminated by what the Sakshi is seeing. Mountain, Atma is unperturbed as mountain. Undisturbed as the mountain. Ocean, Atma is infinite as Sagar, as ocean. Four different characteristics are shown about that Atman. And we get these four examples in other texts also. in other texts also. Like in Bhagavad Gita, we get the example of ocean, apuryamanam achalam pratishtram samudramapah pravisanti advat. Chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find example of ocean. Atma is compared to ocean. In Ramayana, we get the example of a mountain. Bunda ghat sahi giri kaise khalke bachan sant sahi jaise. In Kiskinda Kanda, you will find in the Ramayana. In Kathopanishad, we find the example of Surya, Sun. Suryo yatha sarvasya loka chakshu. Just now I told about that Kathopanishad example. And in Gita also, we find the example of space. Akasam no lipyate. In chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find this example. So we find this example in other places also. Gurudev says, like space, I can never be contaminated. I am not involved even an iota in the activities and experience of the body. Like the sun, I am other than all that is illumined. The sun is not the world. Though everything is in the world is illumined by it, my body and its activities, my mind and its emotion, and my intellect and its thoughts are all things illumined by me. Illumined by me? Illumined by consciousness. Suddha aham. Suddha aham illumines aham vritti ego. Suddha aham illumines the idam thought, idam vritti. But the suddha aham is never affected by aham vritti or the idam vritti. You know these terms very well. The consciousness, I am something different from them all. Like the mountain immovable, and I am the limitless like ocean, all these terms extol the infinite reality which is beyond them all. These pointers to the truth, these are all pointers. By different examples, we get different characteristics. They are all pointers to the truth, are to be used in one's contemplation and deep meditation. Next.
Name dehena sambandha.
Name dehena sambandha.
Meghenaiva vihayasaha.
Meghenaiva vihayasaha.
Atakuto me tadharma.
Atakuto me tadharma.
Jagrat swapna susuptayaha.
Jagrat swapna susuptayaha.
Name dehena sambandha. Megheneva vihayasaha. Atah kuto me tadharma. Jagrat swapna susuptayaha.
Name dehena sambandha. Atma or Brahman is saying, the seeker who has realized that aham brahmasmi, he is saying, na me dehena sambandha. I have no relationship with the body. Body is working, let it work. I have got no relationship with this body. This body in Kathopanishad defined is a city, and in that city, Atman is residing. In Bhagavad Gita also, we will find Navadvare Pure Dehi. It is going to come in today's class. That Deha is there, it has got a 9 gates, and in that Dehi he resides, na kurvan, na karyan. He does nothing, and he never prompts others to act also. Meghen eva vihasa, meghen clouds, eva just as vihayasa for the sky. Just as the sky has no relationship with the clouds. Sky never gets contaminated or wet by the clouds. Sky gives space to the clouds to come and go. Is it not so? Sky gives space to the clouds, come and go. Like in hotel, we all go there. We stay there one night, two night, and enjoy the facility and come back. We never become the owner of that room. We never become the owner of them. So cloud is the effect of the water, fire, earth and wind, but it cannot affect space, which is formless and uncontaminable. Atah kutah me tad dharma jagrat swapna sutata. Atah so kutah, how can
me for me, tat dharma, dharma of those upadhis. Their attribute, jagrat swapna susupta. These relate to upadhi, jagrat swapna susupta. Is it not so? Not Atman. Atman never goes to sleep or becomes awakened or goes to dream. No. How can I, the Atman, be subject to the states of jagrat, swapna, susupti? They are all attributes of the body. Body is like a vehicle, city, with which Atman has no relationship. If there is no relationship with upadhi, then what jagrat, swapna, susupti will do to Atman? It can do nothing. In Tattva Bodh we have studied Jagrat Avastha. What is this Jagrat Avastha? When the ego is identified with the gross body, subtle body and the causal body, it is called Jagrat Avastha. What is Swapna Avastha? When the ego is identified with the causal body and the subtle body. I hope you all have studied all these things. And what is Susupti? Ego identified with the causal body is the Susupti Avastha. It is all related to body, Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. So thus three avastha relate to upadhi. How can it affect me, Atman? So who am I? I am avastha tre sakshi. We have already seen this in the definition of Atman in Tattva Bodh. I am avastha tre sakshi. On this Atman, three states come and go. Atma appears, becoming at the Jagrat Swapna Supti, but never becomes. It appears that Atma has become Jagrat, but never it becomes like that. Even when we are in the deep sleep, Atma is still awake. It still records that there are no thoughts. And it records no thoughts, abhavritti. Therefore, early morning when we get up, we say, Main sukh purvak soya. How you came to know you sukh purvak soya? How you came to know? Somebody was recording, somebody was present in the deep sleep who recorded that there was no thought. How you become sukhi? We become sukhi when there are no thoughts in the mind. When there is no agitation in mind, we become sukhi. In deep sleep, no thoughts were there, so we were sukhi. If these three states are real, then they will not go away. But our experience shows they come and go. If you say, no, these Jagrat Avastha, Sapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha are real. Real means Sat. Sat means we stage in three period of time. If that be so, then you cannot remove Jagrat, Sapna and Susupti. But our own experience is that every day it comes and goes. Every day Jagrat Avastha comes, Susupti comes. Swapnavastha come. It is coming and going, coming and going. It is not real. It is not real. Suppose there is a knot in a rope. If the knot is real, can you remove that knot? No. If you can remove the knot, that means the knot is not real. Same way, Jagra, Swapna, Avastha, they come and go, they are not real. Gurudev says, similarly, the nature and dharma of the body can never affect me. I am consciousness. I am not the gross, subtle, and causal bodies, whose dharmas are the waking, dream, and deep sleep states. It is the dharma of gross body, subtle body, and the causal body which creates Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. I earlier told you when all the three bodies are active, it is Jagrat Avastha. Gross body, subtle body and the causal body, three bodies are active, it is Jagrat Avastha. When the gross body and subtle body is when the subtle body and causal body is active, it is Swapna Avastha. And when only causal body is active, it is Susupti Avastha. Since they are not me, how can their dharma be mine? I am not Jagrat Avastha, Swapna. Atman is saying, the seeker, the who has realized, saying, I am Brahman. Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Susupti Avastha are not affecting me. In short, the Vedantic idiom, the last line indicates that in me there is neither non-apprehension of reality, sleep, or nor misapprehension, dream, and the waking state. In the Atman, there is no sleep, deep sleep. There is no waking state and deep sleep state.
Upadhirayati saeva gacchati.
Upadhirayati saeva gacchati.
Saeva karmani karoti bhunkte.
Saeva karmani karoti bhunkte.
Saeva jiryan mriyate sadaham.
Saeva jiryan mriyate sadaham.
Kuladrivannischalaeva samsthitah.
Kuladrivannischalaeva samsthitah.
Upadhirayati saeva gacchati. Saeva karmani karoti bhunkte. Saeva jiryan mriyate sadaham. Kuladrivannischalaeva samsthitah.
Upadhi ayati, conditionings come. Upadhi, gross body, subtle body and causal body. Upadhi, this sarir. Ayati comes. Saeva gacchati. And it goes also. So upadhi is born, upadhi dies also. Saeva karmani karoti, this upadhi does a lot of action also. Not only that, bhunkte, and the experience also, karma phala. This is simple verse. The upadhi comes up. Yep, we see the birth of upadhi, we see the death of upadhi, we see the upadhi conditioning, body, doing action. And this upadhi experiencing also the karma phala. So it appears as if Atma is acting. In Ramayana it is said, Binupad chale sune binukana. Binupad, without the feet, it is moving. Without ear, it is listening. Karbinu kare karma vidinana. Anan rahit sakal ras bhogi. Anan, there is no mouth, but sakal ras bhogi. Binubani bhaktabar jogi. There is no speech, but he is a great speaker. So upadhi does hundreds of action with our gyanendriya and karmendriya. It is all prakriti doing. All organs, minds are made of prakriti only. Guna gune subartante. Only couple of days ago we are seeing in our Gita class. All actions are happening in anatma, in prakriti, in guna. There are only two things. Many times I have told you, one is atma and another is anatma. If atma is not doer, then who is doer? Doer is all in anatma. Ankar bimuratma karta hamiti manyate. Atma is not karta. It is bimur atma, we fool. We think I am doer. Karta hamiti manyate. Saeva jiryan mriyate sadaham. Saeva, that alone, jiryan, decays, mriyate, dies, that upadhi decays and dies. And who are you? Sadaham kuladrivat nischala eva sansita. Always aham, I am, kuladrivat, like kula parvat, nischala, immovable, and sansita remain. I remain like a kuladrivat, like a mountain, I always stay there. It is an assumption that mountain is in the center of this universe, and all solar system revolve around it. In the footnote you will find in the book, it is a mythological concept repeatedly endorsed in the Vedas that the Meru mountain is the center of the universe around which all the solar systems revolve rhythmically. Thus, Meru is the motionless center around which all movements take place. So, upadhi come, go, decay, die. I, Atman, am not concerned. Upadhi can't function without me. I stand unmoving like Kula, Meru Parvat. So think of the Atma Tattva without Upadhi. Atma Tattva is not Upadhi. And what this Atma Tattva is doing? Bas chutti?
Then I do.
One more, we'll see.
Okay.
Everybody is listening very attentively. Let me take one more. One more verse.
Na me pravitti na cha me nivritti.
Na me pravitti na cha me nivritti.
Sadaika rupasya nirangshakasya. Sadaika rupasya nirangshakasya. Ekatmakoyo nibiro nirantaraha. Ekatmakoyo nibiro nirantaraha. Vyomeva purnasya katham nu cheshtate. Vyomeva purnasya katham nu cheshtate. Na me pravittir na cha me nivrittih. Sadaika rupasya nirangshakasya. Ekatmakoyo nibiro nirantaraha. Vyomeva purnasya katham nu cheshtate.
Na me pravitti. For me, neither engaging in work. I don't engage in you. Na me pravitti. Na cha me nibritti. There is no abstaining from the work also. Pravitti, acting in the work. Nibritti, not doing anything. So in me, there is no pravritti and no nibritti. So in Atma, there is no activity of pravritti and nibritti. It is the upadhi which has got this pravritti and nibritti. Then who are you? Oh, Atman, if you have got no pravritti and nibritti, tell me, who are you? Sada eka rupasya nirasankasya. Sada, always, eka rupasya. I am same. Nirasankasya, without parts, limbs and division. In Atman, there is no parts. Because Atman has got no gross body and subtle body. Uske haath paon nahi hai, kuch nahi hai. Nothing is there, no parts. Okay. But body, mind, is not ek rupa, it is bahu rupa. Is it not so? Body, mind. We have got the different parts. They are not same. They have got different function. But Atman is ek rupa, without parts. इसलिए एक रूप है एक आत्मा का यह निबिड़ निरंतर है एक आत्मा का विच इज वन आत्मा इज वन यह दैट विच इज निबिड़ अनब्रोकन दैट आत्मा इज अनब्रोकन निरंतर इनफाइनाइट सो दैट आत्मा इज इनफाइनाइट एंड निबिड़ अनब्रोकन व्योमेव पूर्ण स कथम न चेष्टते व्योमेव पूर्ण इट इज लाइक ए कंप्लीट लाइक स्पेस There is no action in space. All actions happen in space, but the space is not acting. Therefore, the example of Vyomaka. Sa katham nu cheshtate, then how indeed ever strive? How the Atman can strive? So in space itself, there is no movement. In space, all things are happening and moving. So if I am associated with Upadhi, then I will be finite. To become infinite, I act. To become infinite, I act, fulfill our desire. I engage into action, pravritti or nibritti, according to my likes and dislikes. I run toward the sukh and run away from the dukkha. So long I consider myself as upadhi, we run to the world as per our likes for getting sukha, or run away from the world. If it is giving me dukkha. So pravritti, nibritti will remain when upadhi is there. Upadhi is there. But upadhi is not there. In Atma there is no upadhi. Therefore there is no pravritti and nibritti. To understand this thing, understand this way. If I give reality to this delusory snake, if I give reality to the snake which is superimposed on the rope, and if I am a snake charmer, I like snake, I will run to catch the snake. Snake is illusory. Snake is illusory, and if I am a snake charmer, I will run to get this beautiful snake, pravritti. But if I am frightened by the snake, I will run away, nivritti. Snake is superimposed. Same way world is superimposed. If I like worldly things, I will run toward him. If I don't like worldly things, I dislike it, I will run away from it. But in Atman, for Atman, there is no world. Why Atman should have a pravritti and nivritti? For the rope on which the sarp is, the snake is seen, will it run for that snake, pravritti and nivritti? Will it do act to get the snake or run away from the snake? No. Therefore, the jnani has no pravritti, no nivritti. Kya lena hai humko isse? What will I take from this world? The jnani has got no pravritti, no nivritti, no likes, no dislikes. The whole world is superimposed on the Brahman, and he has reached that state of Brahman. In a jnani there will be pravritti and nivritti. Why there will be pravritti? I like that snake, therefore I will go and catch it. This snake is frightening me, I will run away, nivritti. Pravritti and nivritti. This is what is happening with us in the world. We are running toward the world. Why? I like it. And running away from the world, I don't like it. Pravritti and nivritti. So the jnani, he will not run toward the world. But so long the jibhav is there, a jnani is there, jibha, likes and dislikes will be there. So long the ego is there, likes and dislikes, vasanas are there, likes and dislikes are there. We will run toward the world according to our likes and dislikes. But jnani, he will not run. Na me pravritti, na me nivritti. Om.
Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti 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 hari om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari om.